All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is John Passalacqua. He is the CEO of First Phosphate Corp. And John, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Steve. Thank you.
And also joining us is your chief geologist, Gilles Lavadière. And Gilles, great to see you as well.
Nice to see you again, Steve.
Yeah, John, I want to start with Gilles really quickly because you put out some numbers today from your drilling program, and they really are starting to tell an interesting story. And Gilles, maybe you could pick it up from there and sort of talk about what you're seeing so far in these results today.
Yeah, those two holes that we announced today are very important because they show that we have a certain lateral and down dip extension, the continuity between those holes, the first two holes that we announced last week. So that's very important because, you know, when you want to build resource in a deposit or a project, you need to have continuity, and that's what we have. And moreover, inside one layer, the grade, phosphate is pretty consistent. So we're very, very pleased with the results right now.
Can you talk a bit about those phosphate layers that you and I talked about last time? Because it continues to show, even with these results as well, what sort of your hypothesis that you mentioned to us last time as well.
Yeah, that's right. So we did some exploration also outside this area that we just announced. And we see the continuity of these layers. Most of the holes, in fact, that we drilled along a 2 kilometer strike carried phosphate. So as it is like in many places in North Saguenay and even elsewhere, those phosphate layers are generally very large, very continuous, and finally easy to explore. I mean, I kind of say in a joke that, you know, a blind geologist could do the program, because it's so continuous.
Yeah. John, talk to us a little bit about some of the support you're seeing on the ground for this particular project and just the benefits that you have because of the location of where this project is.
Yeah, so it's extremely interesting. I mean, if you even see in the press release, we have a quote from the mayor of Beijing, who also happens to be the prefect of the whole region that covers that area and covers, you know, basically two other major phosphate deposits, that being, you know, the Lekalorinyal property and the Lekapal property. And, you know, they're very excited for this find, and they're really excited because, you know, it sits at 75 kilometers from the deep sea port. The other two sit at 150 kilometers and 300 kilometers from the deep sea port. So what this finding has in favor is the fact that, you know, we have the logistics to get it to port. This is it's looking to be some of the highest grades ever found in the Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean region of Quebec. And it's looking to be, you know, a quarter of the ways of one of the largest ones to the deep sea port, and, you know, half the ways of another deposit of ours, from the deep sea port. So the feasibility here is incredible. It's sitting in an area that is, you know, it's in close to the labor into some of the towns, but also far away enough that it doesn't disturb. And it's got a great workforce. It's got a great infrastructure of roads. Hydroelectricity is very close. It's very exciting for the company in that, you know, we finally got something with, you know, hyper levels of feasibility here for the region. And it's exciting for the region because it would allow them to, you know, basically repopulate and to improve their infrastructure. So it looks like it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to have a lot of local support, which is very important.
Man, so far the drill results have been pretty interesting as well. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you both, and excited to see what you come up with next. So appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, that is Gilles Lavadière. He's the chief geologist, and as always, John Passalacqua, the CEO of First Phosphate Corp.